I pressed the phone closer to my ear, listening to the sound of my grandmother's voice crackling through the speaker. "Ever since I was a little girl, about 10 years old, I dreamed of coming to America," she says, her Filipino accent still thick even after 47 years away from her native country. "I dreamed about it every day. It was my biggest dream." My grandmother was born in the Philippines, in Quezon City, the oldest of 6 children. It was her responsibility as the oldest in the family to take care of both her younger siblings and her parents. "The Philippines as a country is nice," she continues. "However, opportunities are small. It is hard to obtain a decent life due to poverty." Poverty in the Philippines is ubiquitous. Currently, around 17.6 million people live in extreme poverty, and many are forced to turn to the streets because they cannot afford housing. Even my grandmother, whose family was so large, lived in an apartment scarcely larger than my kitchen today. "Do you know why I dreamed of coming to America?" she asked me. "I dreamed of coming to America to live a better life. Remember that. I wanted to be able to give my family a better life." Coming to America was my grandmother Lola's dream, and she worked hard to make that dream come true, applying for U.S. citizenship after being the first in her family to graduate from college. It took more than 5 years for her paperwork to be approved, but after it was, she flew to America in July of 1974. My grandmother's immigrant story is a quintessential one. She arrived with her husband and young daughter with just the clothes on their backs and a few suitcases. "My dream has never changed. The conviction and reverence in her tone is awe-inspiring. I never regret that decision. It was the best decision of my life." I am beyond grateful to my grandmother for taking that first leap of faith and making it to America. She became the root that allowed my family and I to have the life we have. My mother, her second daughter, was born here. After my mother, my great-grandparents followed, and then all of my grandmother's siblings, my great-aunts and uncle, were able to come to America. All of them established roots here, and many of them have paid it forward by entering into professions that help others make their own dreams into realities. My grandmother's childhood dream was the catalyst for all of this. This country has changed drastically since my grandmother's arrival nearly 5 decades ago. We are no longer in the age of radio phones and the Watergate scandal. There are a multitude of questions right now concerning what will happen after all of the problems that we have had to deal with in these past couple of years. A global pandemic, political upheaval, racial tension, but my grandmother still remains optimistic. "This country is beautiful," she says. "This country and its people are beautiful." In many ways, my grandmother's story inspired my own dream. My dream is for this nation to continue to be a beacon of hope and refuge for many. I want all who come here to feel welcome. It is my hope that the words inscribed on the Statue of Liberty, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free," will continue to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Even with everything that has happened, that has befallen our people, our country still has so much beauty to offer each of us. The future is in our hands. We all have the power to change the world through our words and actions. My grandmother's story underscores how just one person can make a significant difference and an impact on so many lives around them. But each action starts with a dream, a hope, an idea. And each idea begins with a fascination, an inspiration, a question. We must ask ourselves this question: America, where do we go from here? We go into tomorrow with our heads held high and our eyes looking up to the stars. We will not settle or give up our dreams. No, the very fabric of this country was woven with the hopes and aspirations of millions as its humble thread. And we will not bow down. We will rise greater than ever before, as one voice, one passion, one idea, one nation. How? By beginning again from one dream. I envision an America where we will come to respect Fulani braids and afros, kimonos and hijabs. We will no longer try to conquer Buddhism or Christianity or Taoism, but instead acknowledge each one as having its own validity. We will, as Ralph Ellison once said, become one and get many. He said, "This is not prophecy, but description." We will not bite the hand that feeds us, rather hold the hand that guides us, going into the future filled with love, not hate or war. And we will, as all of mankind, become stronger, not by tearing each other apart for our differences, but by coming to respect our similarities. For it has always been said that divided we fall, but together we rise, and now is more of an important time to rise than ever. Let us always remember that we can make our dreams come true. Let us remember that we can do anything we set our minds to. And above all, let us remember forever that we, each and every one of us, no matter our backgrounds or our futures, are American. While the definition of American differs from individual to individual, the collective definition continues to bind us together. My grandmother's story, my grandmother's dream, represents not only her perseverance, but also that of many who came after or before her. Listening to her story, hearing from her lips the determination and courage it took to immigrate to the United States, I myself know where we will go from here. We will start from the ground up. We will start with a dream.